It's expected to be a banner year for brown-tail moths, according to the Maine Forest Service. And as Patty White reports, the invasive insects can pose health problems for trees and insects, but stopping them is difficult.
Last fall, Maine Forest Service entomologist Charlene Donahue wanted to see just how much damage brown-tail moth caterpillars were causing by munching on the leaves of hardwood trees and shrubs. So she did an aerial survey.
In September, when the little teeny-weeny caterpillars that are about a 12th of an inch long were feeding and mapped over 11,000 acres of feeding damage.
That means when those formerly teeny-weeny caterpillars emerge from their webs this spring and get big, 2 inches long, they're going to defoliate a lot of trees. Donahue says most brown-tail moths are centered in the Topsom, Brunswick, and Bodenham areas of the state, but the infestation has expanded.
As far as Kittery, inland to Lewiston, Auburn, Turner, up into Augusta, Waterville, Winslow.
And while that's bad news for trees like oaks and apples, it's also bad news for people because the caterpillars shed hair that can cause poison ivy-like rashes and breathing problems if ingested.
The poison can last, the hairs can last for a year or 2 to 3 years. So if people, even if the brown-tail moth go away, they go and rake or work in the brush in a place that's been infested in the past, you can still end up with the rash.
The severity of this year's infestation is prompting the town of Cumberland to consider spraying pesticide in an area of town most affected, Cumberland Foreside.
This is something that happens every few years, and we try to be proactive.
Peter Bingham is the chairman of the Cumberland Town Council. He says Cumberland has considered spraying in the past, but abandoned the plan after too many homeowners opted out. The town is holding a workshop Monday night to help determine whether to spray this time around. Charlene Donahue of the Maine Forest Service says using pesticides would provide relief for people in the area, but it won't get rid of brown-tail moths entirely. They're invasive from Europe and don't have natural predators.
You know, it's been here for well over 100 years, and it's still a problem.
The only thing that seems to put a dent in brown-tail moths is a fungal disease, which hasn't been as prevalent in recent years. Donahue says to avoid exposure, don't hang laundry outside where it can pick up the caterpillar's hairs. Mow the lawn when it's wet. And wear long sleeves and pants if you're in an infested area. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.